This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Live from the palatial yet not overly ostentatious studios of the Infinity Sports Network here in beautiful New York City, sitting on top of the 10th floor, 345 Hudson Street. Welcome on in to what is a Friday edition of the Zach Gelb Show across all of the great local Infinity Sports Network affiliates, Sirius XM, Channel 375, the free Odyssey app, and of course, streaming live on YouTube. 855-212-4227 is the number to jump on in. That's 855-212-4227. You could always get at me on Instagram, where I'm straight flexing, or via the good old cesspool of Twitter, at Zach Gelb. That's Z-A-C-H-G-E-L-B. I got Nico Kudavitis, Iamaliava, Scarlatos here with me today. That's a mouthful. A lot of syllables right there. In addition to Moist Mike in Mike Samter, and we're rocking and rolling. We'll take you all the way up until 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific time. I did not anticipate last night when I was watching the Knicks-Lakers game for the lead of today's show not to have to do with something with that game, right? Because if we were talking about the Lakers and their win streak and the Knicks not being able to beat a good team, that wouldn't be surprising, right? Usually we start the show, though, something football related on a national radio program. But at the end of the game, and I watched the game last night, it went into overtime, and then I woke up this morning and I see that there was an interaction between King James, LeBron James, and right now the king of sports media, Mr. $100 million man himself after that new contract, that's a very nice deal, and Stephen A. Smith, where LeBron James confronted Stephen A. Smith over something that Stephen A. Smith said about LeBron James's son, Bronny. So, I'm like, what were the original comments? Because I remember something like a week ago, just a week ago, where LeBron James probably heard Stephen A. Smith say something along the lines on First Take of, hey, Stephen A. was saying, LeBron, I'm begging you, just stop this Bronny James experience. Like, do it as a father. All righty, like, that's not the end of the world. Bronny James is in a position to be an NBA player. People could have an opinion on if he could hang in the NBA or not. But that's Stephen A. Smith's opinion. I really thought it was nothing. But I guess on the good old cesspool of Twitter, and right, all the Twitter investigators, they actually said the comments that LeBron James took issue with was on the Stephen A. Smith show, which is on his YouTube show, which I will say, you see a different version of Stephen A. And it's a version of Stephen A. that I'm going to be honest, I really like. On the Stephen A. Smith show, it is kind of late night television vibe. Stephen A. unfiltered. Stephen A. could talk a little politics. Stephen A. could talk about some pop culture things, some real world issue things. When he's on First Take, I'm not saying it's buttoned up Stephen A. Smith, but it's Disney Stephen A. Smith. And Stephen A., right, can be polarizing. Stephen A. will give an opinion, but you know what the meat and potatoes are of First Take. It's sports, 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 sports. Give the opinion on the NFL, on the NBA, right, and the sports topics. The Stephen A. Smith Show is Stephen A.'s basically audition for late night television, more than just sports, or maybe a little presidential race for Stephen A. Smith. As there are some rumors that Stephen A. Smith, even though he has denied it and he said it will not happen, that he could be in line to be the Democratic nominee to be president of the United States in 2028. How do you like them apples? Even though Stephen A. Smith said he will not run for president. So it's a good time to be Stephen A. Smith, right? $100 million contract. You're living up life. You're enjoying yourself. All that stuff. And then after the game up against the Lakers and the Knicks, as he's sitting courtside, by the way, you have Stephen A. Smith sitting courtside with Larry David. So it's Larry David, Stephen A. Smith sitting courtside. And I gather when the game ended, LeBron James confronted Stephen A. Smith and basically gave LeBron a stern talking to. And I guess it was all about the Bronny comments that he made. And he basically did a keep my son's name out your bleeping mouth. That's basically what happened. But let's play you the comments before I give you my opinion. And I think you know which way I'm going to go on this. But I'm a fair person. And I want you to hear, listen, and react and formulate your own opinions. So these are the original comments called into question. This is on the Stephen A. Smith Show, and this is Stephen A. Smith on January 30th of 2025. So we're going back to January, where Stephen A. Smith called out Bronny James.
Playing together for the first time in NBA history. It was a special moment. My position has always been, that should have been the only moment we saw Bronny James in a Lakers uniform this season, because he's not ready. I think the kid will be in the NBA one day. I watched him in the G League doing his thing. I think he's going to be fine eventually. But that's not the case yet. And because it's not the case yet, Bronny James has played in 13 NBA games. Ladies and gentlemen, he's averaging 0.3 points, 0.3 assists, and 0.4 rebounds. He shot 1-for-16 from the field in his NBA career and 0-for-7 from three-point range. And he's playing in the first quarter of an NBA game? Really? Come on. I'm not being cruel to Bronny. I'm looking out. Do you want it this way, LeBron? Do you want it this way, Rich Paul? Do you want it this way? He can't go into the G League and average 20, 25, and stay there until he's ready? Because he's LeBron's son, you know how they're going to judge him.
So those are the comments. I didn't hear anything crazy. But sensitive LeBron James confronts Stephen A. Smith last night. And then Stephen A. Smith, who, by the way, I did talk to this morning. I haven't talked to Stephen A. Smith in years. So he came to Temple University. He used to cover Temple football and basketball. But he came to Temple University when I was a student. He did speak. And it was like a very good, fun speech that we got to hear. And it was pretty cool for a young broadcaster at the time like I was, you know, at that time in my life. And I interviewed Stephen A. Smith. He gave me 15 minutes on my radio show in college. Never forget it. And throughout the years, you know, here and there, we would exchange some text messages. There was one moment when I was working for 94 WIP. And on 94 WIP, there was a moment where I forget what it was, but it looked like Stephen A. Smith ran on the court to break up a fight that was occurring. I forget who the fight was between, but it was during a Sixers game. It was a doppelganger of Stephen A. Smith. It was not Stephen A. Smith. It was a security guard at the Wells Fargo Center. So I'm doing a show on 94 WIP, and everyone thinks it's Stephen A. Smith. So I texted Stephen A., and I go, was that you at the Sixers game breaking up the fight? Because I did see, he goes, I was there, But I didn't break up any fight. I wasn't on the court. He gave me the hell no right away. I'll never forget the text. So I said, just so you know, he didn't know that this was out there. I go, people think this is you. And he's like, well, the guy does look like me. So I then went on the air and had that. But I don't think I've talked to Stephen A. since then. And I ended up shooting Stephen A. Smith the text today to try to, you know, poke around, do my due diligence as a sports broadcaster, congratulate him on the $100 million contract. You know, if you want to give me like $500,000, I'll take it, Stephen A. But, you know, I just wanted to see if he'd take any of the bait of the conversation with LeBron James. So, you know, he had a little back and forth conversation. Nothing really came out of it, but, you know, he had a little conversation. So I was waiting for First Take this morning, and I saw a tweet from Stephen A. about his kerfuffle last night with LeBron James. And he said, I didn't want to have to address this. I wouldn't have either had it not gone viral. Now I have no choice. First Take first at 10 a.m. Eastern, then the Stephen A. Smith Show on YouTube. Some things just have to be said. So I searched GIFs of Stephen A., and I was looking for one. There's an iconic one of him sipping on some green drink, basically looking like, yeah, I know something's about to go down, like this is bullcrap. The idea of Stephen A. Smith saying, I didn't want to have to address this, as the kids would say, I call cap. Come on, Stephen A. Of course you wanted to address this. So here is the aforementioned Stephen A. Smith reacting to his confrontation with LeBron James. This was courtesy of the fine folks at the ESPN. This was from earlier this AM on First Take.
That was LeBron James coming up to me, unexpectedly, I might add, to confront me about making sure that I mind what I say about his son. That wasn't a basketball player confronting me. That was a parent. That was a father. I can't sit here and be angry by LeBron James in any way in that regard. For the record, his agent and friend, Rich Paul, has my number. Maverick Carter, who works under him, has my number. LeBron James knows how to get in contact with me if he wanted to. He never called, because had he called and wanted to talk to me, I would have accepted that call. But that is not what he elected to do. Instead, he elected to confront me while I was sitting courtside, and he walked right up to me, and he said what he had to say. Apparently, he feels like I was slighting his son.
I think this is very simple. LeBron James, the great LeBron James, the second greatest NBA player of all time, is coming off as if he is a helicopter parent. That's what he is, a sensitive helicopter parent. I understand wanting the best for your son. I understand getting sensitive to criticism about your son. But your son isn't a kid anymore. Your son, even though he's only 20, is a professional athlete. And all Stephen A. Smith basically said was, it was a nice moment at the beginning of the season. He doesn't think he should be on the NBA roster. He never said he will never be a full-time pro player. He was actually complimentary, but he just doesn't think he's ready. And that's the thing that set LeBron James off. That's how petty and sensitive LeBron James has become. This is the weird energy that LeBron was alluding to just a week ago. This is a bunch of nonsense. I'm sorry. If you have a brain, it is obvious that Stephen A. Smith did nothing wrong and LeBron James is a helicopter parent right now. And if I'm Bronny, and right, I have a dad in the sports world, right? A dad that worked in sports media. So I could relate to this. Not that my dad was LeBron James. He was just a radio producer for crying out loud and a salesman. But when you're a kid and you're working in the same line of work as your father, there's going to be some ridiculous things that are said. And there's going to be some things that are said that are fair. It's up to the person, the son here, to prove that they belong. Prove that they could hang. And I could just tell you from personal experience, if my dad confronted someone that said something about me, I would be livid. And that's the part that I think people should realize here. LeBron's entitled to act how LeBron wants to act. But there is no way, and I would be very hard to believe this, hard-pressed to believe this, that Bronny is comfortable with what went on. And I bet you if you shot Bronny up with True Serum, he probably would say, you know what, Dad? Let me do me. I don't like how you handled that. And you let Bronny be Bronny. Because if this is the little criticism that LeBron James or Bronny can't take, then Bronny's not going to make it. And I know there's a lot to question about Bronny, and that's all fair to question. That is life as a professional athlete. And LeBron could go about it how LeBron James could go about it, but he's easily, and I mean easily, in the wrong here. What did Stephen A. Smith do that's so offensive? What did Stephen A. Smith say that's so crazy? Unless if I missed something, what we played on First Take and the Stephen A. Smith show, he didn't go out of his way. He didn't drag Bronny James. He didn't do anything that crossed the line. He just doesn't think he's ready. He doesn't think he's an NBA player right now. And LeBron is going to be a big baby here. And he could have reached out to Stephen A., talked in public, but LeBron wanted to make this a spectacle. He did. And LeBron only wants it to be his way. And if you criticize LeBron, if you say anything negative about LeBron, LeBron acts like he did to Stephen A. Smith. So I don't see what Stephen A. Smith did whatsoever that was wrong. Once again, if there's something else out there, let me know. Hit me up. Social media, Twitter, Instagram, at Zach Gelb. I got phone lines, 855-212-4227. You let me know. But I don't see how anyone watches what happened in the last 24 hours with the context we provided and say, hey, you know what? LeBron just protecting his kid, his son. His son's now 20 years old and he's a professional athlete. Welcome to the real world. Welcome to the grown-up world where there's going to be criticism. Some things will be authentic. Some things will be real. Some things will be valid. And some things will be unfair. But I don't think Stephen A. Smith said anything unfair and out of line when it comes to the son of LeBron James and Bronny James. It is Zach Gelb showing the Infinity Sports Network. Whose side are you on? Stephen A. Smith or LeBron James? 855-212-4227. 855-212-4227. We go from LeBron being upset to Draymond Green acting like a jackass. And that's the only way I could say it. And remember, I'm the same person. I put my foot in my mouth that just a day ago said, I'm starting to like Draymond. You know, Draymond, I'm starting to enjoy him. And the moment I said that, I now know what it's like to be Ryan Hot Take Hickey. I had a little Hickey Hex here because Draymond spat in my face and basically made me regret those comments. We tear into the clown comments by Draymond Green and the insensitive comments by Draymond Green when the Zach Gelb Show returns in 5 minutes.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, I should have gave the YouTube chat more credit. It is the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. And I knew eventually I would have to address my appearance today on the show. Because usually when I do this show, it's in a collared shirt or a t-shirt, right? Where just dudes being dudes doing this show. Little sweatpants, shorts, stuff like that. Today I'm in a sports coat and a button-down. And I have nice brown shoes on. And a pair of slacks. So I'm dressed up today. And I have to admit two things. Number one, I am interviewing for the head men's basketball coaching position at Rowan. I'm trying to be the next Doug Gottlieb to do afternoon drive national radio and also be a college basketball coach. So I had my interview today. I don't even know if Rowan has a men's basketball team. I don't know if Rowan's even a university. I think Stu went there. And I'm interviewing for the position. And also, Stephen A. Smith is rumored to be in the mix, in the hunt, to be the next president of the United States. I am not declaring my intentions to run for president, but there's a big opening I hear around here on the Infinity Sports Network. You have Maggie and Perloff on from 6 to 10 a.m. Eastern. You then have Bill Ryder, Ryder than you, from 10 to noon. LeBron doesn't like Stephen A. LeBron also doesn't like Bill Ryder, I hear. Then you have Rich Eisen on from 12 to 3. And you have your boy Zach Gelb from 3 to 6 on the East Coast. Then the great JR Sport Brief Extravaganza from 6 to 10. And then you have Bart Winkler from 10 to 2. Amy Lawrence, we'd all know by now, has left the company. So there's an opening from 2 to 6. And I used to do late night radio here. Weekends. Friday into Saturday, Saturday into Sunday, from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern time. And there's a lot of people that have put their name in the mix. We won't get into everyone and speculate and rank, even though the YouTube chat would love that. And I'm declaring my intentions to apply an interview for the overnight job here. And don't worry, I'm still going to do 3 to 6. But maybe I'll do a little Zach After Dark, a little late night. Little rendezvous on the Infinity Sports Network. How about that, Santa? You ready to work overnights again? You coming with me, buddy? You're producing.
I mean, I can handle.
We're working overtime.
I can handle the hours. I feel like Zach After Dark would be a little bit more raunchy, a little bit dirtier.
Late night zooming with Zach on the Infinity Sports Network.
Yeah, with the whisper, that just sounds bad on so many levels.
You want late night sports talk with a little extra fix? It's the Zach Gelb Show, zooming with Zach on the Infinity Sports Network.
Drivers across the country are pulling over because they cannot handle.
Truck drivers are getting aroused right now when they just hear what I just said. Want some hard-hitting sports talk? Don't worry. This host has balls. It's the Zach Gelb Show, zooming with Zach late night on the Infinity Sports Network. Zoom, zoom.
I have so many drops.
I didn't even rehearse any of this. I just is right off the top of the cabeza.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, the whisper is what gets me. It's the whisper. I'm gonna be hearing that in my nightmares for the next month.
Ryan Hickey has hot takes. The Good Shepherd has big opinions. Pat Boyle has strapping takes. But there's only one man who delivers the smooth sports talk. It's Late Night with Zach Gelb on the Infinity Sex Network.
Hot takes, big opinions, and strapping looks. Hot, big, and strapping? What are we doing?
Yeah, I think I'm putting my name in the mix. I want to interview.
I think we have to wipe our browser history after that one.
Yeah.
Zach had Paige Spiranek on the Infinity Sports Network. Which lovely-looking lady will he interview next? It's Late Night Sports Talk with Zach Gelb on the Infinity Sports Network.
If you get Paige to co-host, I will be there with bells on.
Also, all the engineers that we didn't even know existed with us at the Super Bowl. That was the best part.
Hours.
I look behind myself after the Paige Spiranek interview, and I go, who are the 8 people standing behind us that all work for our company? Never seen them before. And they were all standing out there with their tongues hanging out of their mouths. They're like, can't believe what I'm seeing.
She really was one of the five.
I know my backside
8
looked good in that, right?
Well,
I think that's what they were looking at.
Your backside is exactly what we were seeing.
Samter and Stu have sexy takes. It's the After Hours show. We're giving producers the platform to talk on the Zach Gelb Show, Late Night Sports Network.
It gives the name Moist Mike a different meaning now.
It's Sexy Stu and Moist Mike with a big amount of Zach Gelb on the Infinity Sports Network.
Yes, I'm interviewing for the late night position.
Does anyone have the number for HR?
You going to do me like that?
No, I like it.
Imagine if I went all Stephen A. like, this is buttoned up. Zach Gelb from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern time, and then late night I go all Pharrell. What's up, you mother bleepers? You know you want this sports talk. You know, LeBron James, what a wacky take. You look around, and you sit here on the Infinity Sports Network. Shake it up with Zachy Gelb.
That'd be awesome.
You know what? They should just have me do 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern time for 2 weeks and just rotate through every single person that's worked here and just interview them. That's what we should do for 2 weeks. I'd be down. If they want to just, you know, fat up the wall a little bit too. Gotta show me the money. Anyway, though, the real reason why I am wearing a sports coat is if you could believe this is tough to believe. I had to speak today at a conference. The Intercollegiate Broadcasting System, which is a big conference. I think they've been around for like 95 years. And they asked me to do the sports part of the conference from 9:30 to 10:30. Let me tell you, what an unbelievable event that was. I couldn't imagine. Like, I had no clue what to expect. Some student told me he took a 17-hour train ride. 17 hours. You have people coming from Indiana, California. I couldn't believe that this many people, and it's a big conference. Al Roker was the keynote speaker. So I was honored to speak, and I talked for an hour, Q&A too, and then I stayed for an extra hour. And there was like more kids that wanted to just keep on talking. I could only take so many questions. So it was pretty cool. So that's why I am wearing the sports coat. No, I'm not interviewing for a Division I or Division II men's basketball job. I don't think I'm interviewing for overnights here. But after the ideas that I just pitched in my cabeza that did speak to you for the last 5 minutes, I could be interested. Well, that's gonna ruffle some feathers around here. That's going to make some people feel uncomfortable around here. But yeah, I was just speaking at a conference today, and I said I had to look presentable. I didn't want to just wear like a collared shirt or a button down. I'm like, all right, you got to wear a sports coat.
I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, you think I'm looking good?
That sports coat?
I'm looking dapper, as the kids say.
That works for you, buddy. It works for you.
Nico, how old are you again?
25.
So you're 25. I'm only 30. Samter just turned. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. 45? 44.
That is correct.
Oh, you did turn 45.
45.
So wait, why didn't you have a big celebration? That's a big birthday. That's a milestone birthday. Yeah. It's not 50, but it's 45.
In the middle of the decade doesn't mean much for me. 50, I'll do something big.
Okay. So hopefully as long as you're still around in a few years, we'll throw a big party. You never know. It's, you're looking old the last few days.
I mean, I got the beard is going up, but I mean,
don't worry, Santa.
I can hopefully make it 5 more years.
You will do your summer shave, and then Santa will look like he's back to being 23. What's the phrase though that people say now if you're looking pretty good? Like demure. What is that?
Oh,
I actually don't know.
You have no clue, and you're the youngest one on the show.
I guess I'm not as hip as I thought I was.
Yeah, we learned a lot about Nico. We're going to. I'm not asking you like a Michigan football question. Boom, Nico would have the answer. I think it's like pretty demure. I believe it is. I believe that's what the kids say.
It's demure and something else, though.
Yeah, it's like some TikTok thing. I heard Maggie trying to act like she was 13 one day, and she said it. And she said it correctly because Maggie gets those social media trends. I'm just a big dummy that fooled some person to speak at the Intercollegiate Broadcasting System Conference and had kids thinking like I was some big deal or something like that. So can you find out what the how to say it? Yeah, I think it's like a TikTok or something like that.
It is. It's demure, very demure, but I feel like I've seen it.
Very
like,
demure.
Yeah, very demure, but I feel like it's demure and something, but I'm seeing just demure.
Okay, that works. I think for most of our listening audience and our demographic, they're good on that front.
God, I'm a almost 50-year-old guy trying to explain TikTok trends to the public. Not doing a very good job.
You'd be a good TikToker. You'd be good with the dances.
I am obsessed with TikTok. I spend like 80% of my day on TikTok.
I can't wait till your little girl gets to like 7 or 8 years old and she starts asking you to do the TikTok dances and we start seeing Samter, just girl dadding out in the background. Just doing all the TikTok. You could see that, right, Nico? Samter do the TikTok dances?
Oh, yeah, I could totally see it.
It's like, I kid you not, being in New Orleans with Mike and just hearing the FaceTimes with him and his beautiful baby girl and wife. It's like a totally different person. Samter's here. He's so serious, right? He's so intense. He's sitting here like, we got to do this. We got to do that. We got to do that. We got to get this person on the show. And then it's like, hey, little baby girl. Like, it's like the Mickey Mouse voice.
If only she liked me as much as she liked you.
That is true. I think I am her favorite. I had 2 FaceTime calls and she's like, Uncle Zach, Uncle Zach.
And then every time I went back to my face, she started crying. Zach,
yeah. Zach. All right. It wasn't good. Anyway, let's get to Draymond Green. He called out Karl Anthony Towns for missing the Knicks-Warriors game that I was at on Tuesday night. This is courtesy of the Draymond Green Show.
That was a big game for us, and obviously they ain't had a cat. Some would say he didn't play because Jimmy was in the building. I don't know. But yeah, they said Cat ain't play because Jimmy came into town, and him and Jimmy had the infamous practice in Minnesota. Maybe that's a thing. I don't know.
That's a conspiracy theory says he was hurt.
I don't know what was hurt. I didn't look that deep into it to figure out like what his injury was or nothing like that.
And it turned out the reason why Karl Anthony Towns didn't play in that game is because he had a close family friend pass away from breast cancer. So think about that reckless speculation by Draymond Green. So any normal human being would then realize that they were in the wrong, probably offer their thoughts and prayers to Karl Anthony Towns' family and say, hey, I got that one wrong. That's on me. Terrible job. Well, this was Draymond Green when he was asked about the whole situation, and this is how Draymond responded to it the other night.
Did you see any reaction today to your comments about Kat?
No.
And are you aware of what the circumstances were?
No. What's the circumstance?
Apparently he said he was at a funeral for a family friend.
Oh, man, that's unfortunate. I'm sorry to hear that. That sucks. But my comments that I made was what I heard was this. And that's what I heard. So I do, send my well wishes to him and his family. But the Draymond Green Show with Baron Davis must go on.
Let me be abundantly clear. I was someone that just the other day on this radio platform and on our radio network said, I'm starting to change my tune about Draymond, and I'm enjoying Draymond. When I saw Draymond and the way that he interacted with fans up close and personal with the Knicks-Warriors game the other night, and I also liked his comments during All-Star weekend when he was basically just crapping on the NBA and the horrible All-Star game product. Draymond Green is a heartless a-hole. That's what he is. What he just did is disgusting. You will get information wrong. You will have bad takes when you do this job. But there's difference in saying, hey, I think this team's going to win, or I think this player's going to go with this draft pick, and you get that wrong. When you're talking about Karl-Anthony Towns missing a game, and you hear it's about the incident going back to Minnesota, and you claim that Karl-Anthony Towns is ducking Jimmy Butler, you better be right on that. And then it comes out, unfortunately, and everyone kind of knew that something happened with Karl-Anthony Towns' family, that a family friend passed away because of breast cancer. And how about the lying POS move that Draymond Green in those quotes issued, where he sits there and he pretends like this is the first time he's hearing that. And he's like, oh, that's unfortunate to hear, but I heard what I heard. And you didn't walk it back. You didn't do what any normal human being would do and apologize. Instead, you acted like a damn fool, and you're a clown. That's what you are. And you have no sympathy, and you don't have a heart. Because all you should have done, Draymond, when you heard that, instead of plug your show with Baron Davis, is say, guys, I got that one wrong. My thoughts and prayers go out to Karl-Anthony Towns and his family, and I got that wrong. It will never happen again. Terrible job by me. Instead, you had to push this narrative about Jimmy Butler and Kat. You had to show zero remorse and then plug your stupid show. Screw Draymond Green. F him. I'm sorry. That really makes me annoyed. I'm just someone the other day that was defending him and the other day saying, oh, I'm starting to like him. Bleep him. He's a clown. He is an absolute clown. Have a heart. You don't need to do everything for clicks. Disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. And you know what? Karl-Anthony Towns wouldn't do this, but maybe a Knicks teammate should do this. Next time the Knicks play the Warriors, whenever they meet up next, I hope someone punches Draymond Green. Disgusting. And it's time to ask the pros, where you, the listener, get to ask us a question. Brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. If you want to ask the man, it's a great song, by the way. You could simply tweet your question at INFSportsCenter, at Zach Gelb, using the hashtag AskThePros. Be listening later in the show, we might answer your question. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto Parts. All righty. Let me get to Brandon Ayuk. So, Brandon Ayuk, he was in the news a lot last offseason. We spent a lot of last offseason talking about Brandon Ayuk because of the fact that Brandon Ayuk wanted out of San Francisco, aka he wanted a new contract. And there were teams that were interested, right? New England was speculated, Cleveland was speculated, and Pittsburgh was speculated. And the Steelers allowed him to go talk to those other teams. And it depends on what those other teams are willing to offer in terms of contract. If Ayuk said, okay, I like what they're offering me, then a deal would have to be figured out between the 49ers and whatever team that was. Now, Ayuk got a large offer from the Patriots, but he didn't want to go to the Patriots. Okay. I don't think the Cleveland Browns were as interested as what we were led on to believe, if I remember right. And the Steelers, I don't know if they didn't want to give him the contract or if they didn't want to give up the draft capital that was required for Brandon Ayuk. So Brandon Ayuk gets injured last year, misses the majority of the season, and Brandon Ayuk has a new contract. But the Niners, you know, it's fascinating. When you let something like that play out publicly, there has to be some questions about Brandon Ayuk, right? Because Brandon Ayuk's one of those guys, he has the numbers, right, the year before when he was playing of a number one wide receiver. But there was a question of, is he just a good wide receiver or can he be a top-of-the-line wide receiver financially and also have that production consistently on the field? So whatever the answer really was, the Niners ultimately paid him. And then the San Francisco 49ers elected, right, to make that commitment to Brandon Ayuk. But with that being said, there was a long negotiation. So when there's a long negotiation, there's got to be some doubt in there. And then Ayuk barely plays this year because of the injury. And even remember, I want to say, was it the first game of the season against the Jets where he had a drop? And I think it was Belichick. Belichick criticized him. I don't remember his first game of the season. But Belichick criticized Brandon Ayuk and was like, on the Manning cast. Yeah, so it had to be the Jet game because that was Monday night game. He goes, you know, maybe a little less time about the contract and all that stuff, and you wouldn't have dropped that ball, something like that. So now I wonder with John Lynch and also with Kyle Shanahan, since it was really bizarre, like remember when Ayuk basically got kicked out of the practice and then they had to do the whole dap up on the field and all that stuff? It was just really weird. So whatever happened, there was some hesitation and then Ayuk got the deal, but then he missed this entire season, you know, the majority of the season because of the injury. So with all that being said, Debo just got traded. When Debo got traded, I told you a year ago, they would sign Ayuk and then they would trade Debo a year from now, and they just traded Debo. But with Brandon Ayuk, now there's been some reports surfacing that he's available. So I could see why the Niners want to get rid of him. But then what's your plan after that? Like, is Ricky Parasol ready to be a number one wide receiver? And what else are you going to do at the receiving position when you just got rid of Debo Samuel? So I think the Niners have had some remorse on this contract. And as last year it was, oh, is he worth it? This year it's once again, you know, last year we could have got more in return for him. Because I think coming off the injury and also having this contract, I don't believe that if Brandon Ayuk is, right, available for a trade, that you're going to get as rich of a return injury and now the contract as you would have last year in a trade. So I think this is the Niners basically saying, we're not going to get ripped off here, but if you want him, you could really go get him, and it's probably going to be a cheaper price in terms of the compensation via draft picks because you have to take on all that money that we owe Brandon Ayuk. Now, if Brandon Ayuk gets traded, it really puts even more pressure on Brock Purdy. And I talked about this the other day, that Brock Purdy is someone that he's going to be under the most scrutiny this year. Because if he gets paid, Brock Purdy is going to have to deliver on that contract. Because I believe it's going to be north of $50 million if he does get paid this offseason. If he doesn't get paid, it's the ultimate prove it season for Brock Purdy. And that was me factoring in that Run-CMC is going to be there healthy. Brandon Ayuk's going to be there healthy. Mr. Kittle's going to be there healthy as well. Now, we don't even know if Ayuk's going to be there. So if Ayuk isn't there, it puts even more pressure, contract or not, on Brock Purdy to succeed. And I just wonder, because for DK Metcalf, there was that one report by Diana Rossini that the Seahawks wanted a first and a third. Yeah, like I want to go on a date with Beyonce, right? And I think a first and a third for DK is a little bit more realistic than my chances with Beyonce, but you get the point. It's the good joke.
Not when you're dressed like that.
And that is true. You know what? You are right. Beyonce, I'm available. What you doing tonight, Beyonce? Want to get rid of Jay-Z? I like Jay-Z. I wouldn't do that to Jay-Z. Oh, yes, I would. But anyway, I wonder who would go for more in a trade now. DK Metcalf, 27, 1 year left on his deal. You have to pay him. Or Brandon Ayuk coming off the injury, and he has a contract through 2028. I would say at this stage, DK, I don't know if you agree with this, Samter, in a trade would go for more because you haven't made the financial commitment yet. Where for Brandon Ayuk, he's coming off the injury and there's already that financial commitment there, so there's no room to negotiate it unless if he wants to restructure it. I don't think that's going to happen. So I think with the injury and the contract already being there and the Niners making him available, I do believe that DK Metcalf would be more in return for a trade value than Brandon Ayuk. So it's fascinating if you're a team like the Patriots who are interested in Ayuk last year and now are interested in DK Metcalf, who they would prefer to go get.
And plus, I mean, with all those things that you just said, I think DK is just a better receiver to begin with.
That's a good question. That's a very good question. Who's the better wide receiver? I think Ayuk is the better route runner, is the better traditional wide receiver, but who's more like overpowering and who's more unique? Yeah, it is DK Metcalf. Both, though, wherever they'd be going to, without a doubt, be the number one wide receiver. Like DK, right? You got Jackson Smith and Jigba. You had Tyler Lockett. For Brandon Ayuk, he had Deebo Samuel with them, and you all said run CMC coming out of the backfield. You go to the Patriots, you're the number one, two, and three wide receiver, for crying out loud there, with how little my team has at the wide receiver position. I would probably prefer... man, that's a great question. I would agree with you, Samter. I won't be like some other shows and just agree or just disagree to disagree. I would say I'd rather have DK Metcalf. But for Ayuk, it's like, if you're telling me I have to give up a 2 for DK and then maybe only a 4 for Ayuk, I don't know if it's going to be that crazy. Maybe you go get Ayuk. But I would probably give the slight preference on who's the better player to DK Metcalf. I think he has the higher ceiling is the way to answer that. The Browns don't get it. We'll talk about the Cleveland Browns next.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.